Today on Stewardship Calling, host Bill Marianis begins with the first in a series of programs that will focus on the scriptural foundation of stewardship, referencing the Holy Gospel and three essential elements: weekly giving of first fruits, proportional giving, and joyful giving from the heart.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bill Marianis from Atlanta, Georgia, and I share the view of Mark Twain that two of the most important days of your life are first, the day you were born, and second, the day you figure out why. My why is to be a stewardship calling evangelist. I'm here to help you, your parish, or faith-based community organization live up to its and your full stewardship potential. Through the Stewardship Calling podcast, we're exploring exactly what stewardship truly is and how to use stewardship best practices, the latest research, and guidance from Holy Scripture and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to build successful and sustainable stewardship ministries in our churches and our own lives. So fasten your seatbelts, return your seatbacks and tray tables to the locked and upright position, because we're getting ready to go on an amazing journey. In the last three Stewardship Calling podcasts, we explored all of the many facts and statistics regarding the spirituality challenge, the income challenge, and the numbers challenge facing Christian churches today. It's what I call the sin challenge. In the spirituality challenge, we learned that, number one, the United States is becoming decreasingly spiritual and church communities are less important in everyone's daily life. Number two, we've lost that personal and interpersonal touch and connection with each other and our faith. And number three, well, we don't live our faith and connect our faith with our daily lives as much as we used to. In other words, we are decreasingly walking the talk. In the Income Challenge podcast, we learned that, number one, Christians in the United States have more disposable income than ever before and are generally more charitable, but they're giving an unprecedentedly lower percentage of their income and cash contributions to mainstream Christian churches. Number two, the competition for the charitable dollar has never been as great, and churches are losing ground. And number three, in particular, our Orthodox Church parishioners are in the top quartile of income and the bottom quartile of giving to their churches. In the Numbers and Engagement Challenge, we learned that, one, every mainstream Christian denomination is experiencing steady and continual declines in active membership. Two, many organizations that call themselves churches, albeit not mainstream Christian denominations, are actually consistently growing in new members. But number three, even those organizations that are growing are churning and losing the new members they gain if they do not feel spiritually nurtured and fed, connected, and engaged. All of the many statistics and facts I cited in the previous Stewardship Calling podcast are reproduced on my free website, www.stewardshipcalling.com, in the Stats and Facts tab under the Resources tab. But the bottom line of what I refer to as the sin challenge, that is, the spirituality, income, and numbers challenge, is undeniably a stewardship challenge. Modern Christian parishioners today neither fully understand nor practice true Christian stewardship. So all of the rest of these Stewardship Calling podcasts and my Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship free training program are focused on filling that education gap and helping to teach and preach what true stewardship is all about. Now, when one wants to learn about true stewardship, well, there's no better place to start than the Holy Gospel. Indeed, the word gospel in Greek is evangelion, which translates to good news. So when we proclaim the Holy Gospel, we actually hear and celebrate the good news. And in today's troubled world, and after all of those sobering statistics I shared with you about the challenges facing American Christendom, wouldn't it be great to hear some good news? So let's start a multiple-part Stewardship Calling podcast series where we dive into a small sampling of the stewardship guidance in the Holy Gospel. Now, all of the scripture passages are reproduced on the website stewardshipcalling.com in the Stewardship Training tab. Today, I want to begin by focusing on three critical messages in Holy Scripture that define the following three critical elements of true stewardship. First, it's all about weekly giving of first fruits. Weekly giving of first fruits. Second, it's about proportional giving. Giving in proportion to the blessings that we have received. And thirdly, it's about joyful giving from the heart, not that trickery and cajoling that sometimes happens, but really joyfully, willingly sharing those first fruits in proportion to the blessings we've received. Father Robert Hollett of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church published a great book called The First and Finest, Orthodox Christian Stewardship as a Sacred Offering. And he explores the rich biblical and historical themes of Christian stewardship from an Eastern Orthodox perspective and draws on insights from themes in the Old and New Testaments and ancient Christianity. But I also refer you to another great book, Good and Faithful Servant, Stewardship in the Orthodox Church by Anthony Scott. This was a pioneering volume that endeavored to develop an Orthodox Christian model of stewardship by drawing on scriptural, patristic, historical, dogmatic, and even liturgical foundations. And links to both of these great resources and other books can be found in the Books tab on stewardshipcalling.com. So let's start with the most authoritative book ever on stewardship, the Holy Gospel. To simply learn everything we need to learn about true Christian stewardship, we can turn to the Holy Gospel. Now, I like to begin with 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8, where we learn, and we've heard over and over again, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." Given very clear guidance. In my Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship program, I jokingly refer to the period of time in my life when I played in a soul band in the late 60s and early 70s. We played a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and there's actually a song from Earth, Wind, and Fire that was inspired by this passage from 2 Corinthians. You may remember the refrain, "You reap what you sow, that's the way of the world." And the name of the song is "That's the Way of the World," actually informed by this passage from 2 Corinthians. So in the proportion to which we sow, so too shall we reap. Whatever we put out there, that's what we're going to get back again. One of, I think, my favorite scripture passages that really deals with stewardship and gives us clear guidance is actually the Sermon on the Mount. And I refer you to Matthew 14, verses 14 through 22. And the short version of it is, you may recall, Jesus said to the disciples, "Give them something to eat," referring to the people. And the disciples responded by saying, "Well, look, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. To which Christ responded, "Okay, well, bring him here to me." And then we learn from Scripture that everyone ate and was satisfied. And they actually had 12 baskets of broken pieces left over. And they estimated that there were 5,000 men that were fed in addition to all the women and children. But let's take a second and look more deeply at that Scripture passage. What is the first thing that Christ says? Christ challenges the disciples to feed the people. He said, "You give them something to eat." He very easily could have had said, "Okay, I got this, I'll take care of this." No, he looked to the apostles and he said, "You give them something to eat." And in that measure, Christ commands each and every one of us to be good stewards and to share willingly to everyone. We are all commanded to give others something to eat. And that commandment doesn't extend just to the Ladies Philoptikos Society or any of the other wonderful stewards that work with homeless ministries. No, indeed, we are all commanded by Christ in the Sermon on the Mount to give people something to eat. Now, the apostles responded the way we sometimes all humanly respond to these challenges. They started fumbling and stumbling and saying, but we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there's 5,000 men and all these women and children. And yet Christ looked at them and said patiently, "Okay, bring it here to me." And he caused it to multiply. And we once again learn that when we bring the first fruits, all of the first fruits, to Christ's church, we can cause them to multiply and we can feed many. A greater stewardship message I don't think we can actually find. But in Luke 12, 48, we are told, "For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required." Notice the key word is required. And then there's what I jokingly refer to as the lawyer loophole that follows. "Oh, and by the way, if you've been given even more will be asked of you," we're told in Scripture. "And to whom much has been committed of him, they will ask the more." So again, we're called in here to give in proportion to the blessings we've received. In Deuteronomy 16:17, we're told, "Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings the Lord your God gave you. Again, a very clear message of proportional giving of first fruits. Give to the extent you are able. We're not asked to give beyond what we're able to, although some clearly do. We know the parable of the widow's mite. We see the extraordinary life of Mother Teresa. But yet we are called to give in proportion to the blessings that we have received. In 1 Corinthians 16, 2 through 3, we're told on the first day of the week, let me stop parenthetically, that's Sunday. It's not what your Outlook or your iPad calendar would tell you is Monday. It was Sunday, the first day of the week. We're commanded that let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper. And then it goes on to end, I will send your gifts to Jerusalem, which was the church center at the time. So the clear and undeniable message of this scripture passage is that every Sunday, the first day of the week, we are called upon to bring forward our first fruits, laying aside, storing up as we may prosper, so that they can be sent to the church in giving for the work of the church and for the establishment of Christ's church and all the extraordinary missions and work that can be done from there. Now, 1 Timothy 6:17 through 19 gives a very, very poignant message. It begins by saying, command those who are rich. Notice they didn't say, ask them nicely and hope they'll comply. No, we are told, command those who are rich. And it goes on to say, not to be haughty, not to trust in uncertain riches. And after a few more phrases, it says, let them do good that they may be rich. And we go, oh, well, that's great. I want to be rich. But notice what Scripture says, rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. My brothers and sisters, if you don't pay attention to any of the other Scripture passages in this multi-part Stewardship Calling podcast series on Holy Scripture and Stewardship, please focus on this passage from 1 Timothy. We are given a clear guidepost of the link between our stewardship, our spiritual growth, and ultimately our salvation. We are commanded to do good and be rich in good works and ready to give and willing to share so that we may receive a good foundation for the time to come that we may lay hold on eternal life. There can be no clearer and better roadmap that we've been given in this than this passage of Holy Scripture. And the last one that I want to touch on in today's podcast series is from 2 Corinthians 9:7. And we've heard this before in different contexts. So let each one of us give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. If we give out of compulsion or guilt or some sense of obligation, it's not from our heart. It's not what God asks us. It's not the way God gave to each and every one of us. And so we go back to the three messages of all of these scripture passages. It's about weekly giving of first fruits on the first day of the week, Sunday, and giving in proportion to the blessings that we have received. And thirdly, it's about joyful giving, giving from the heart. Now, the next Stewardship Calling podcast, the second in the Scripture series, is really going to focus on a couple of the parables that I think are most poignant, of course, starting with the parable of the talents and going on to the parable of the rich young man who comes to Christ. So that's about all the time we have for today. Please come back to the next Stewardship Calling podcast, where we're going to dig into these additional scripture messages and parables that give us clear guidance on what stewardship truly is. Please remember that among the two most important days of your life were first the day you were born, and second the day you figure out why. You are an amazing person, made in the image and likeness of God. Once you figure out why you're here and start living your stewardship calling, you can experience the true joy of using your many God-given extraordinary gifts as you proceed on the path toward theosis. And when we help others better live their stewardship callings through our churches, we create a robust set of ministries and a strong and growing Christ-centered community living its stewardship calling for God's greater glory. To learn more about this holy and important work, please feel free to go to my free website, stewardshipcalling.com, where you can find all of these podcasts and watch the Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship Training Program and have access to a treasure trove of stewardship information and resources, including learning about strategic planning as an invaluable stewardship tool for your parish. I'm also happy to answer any of your stewardship questions you may have. All you need to do is post your question in the stewardshipcalling.com blog. In the meantime, my brothers and sisters, my prayer for you is that you live your stewardship calling and S-O-T-P-A-E-T-J. Stay on the path and enjoy the journey. God bless.
You've been listening to Bill Marianis. Be sure to join us next time with another installment of Stewardship Calling. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.